this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com if you do. God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio, episode 190. 10 more to go before the big 200. This episode is brought to you by Casper. Casper.com/KFC Radio. Right now, they'll hook you up with $50 off your next mattress purchase. But they're not just mattresses. Now, they do have dope mattresses. They got a mix of the memory foam with the spring action. It makes a perfect firm but soft mattress. They're going to hook you up with one of those. But they're not just the bed. They come with sheets. They've got the pillows. They've got the whole kit and caboodle to make sure that your bed is as soft and as comfortable and as stylish as can be. So go to Casper.com right now. You can get that mattress. You can get all the accessories, and your bed is going to be a very, very happy place for you and anybody you might bring in there with you. So once again, go to KFCRadio.com. No, go to Casper.com/KFCRadio and then use the promo code KFCRadio as well. You get $50 off that first mattress purchase. Back into the studio, the three idiots back together once again. Danny Boy.
What's up?
I feel like you missed
I missed one. Just one.
Felt
just
like
one.
Two. Felt like two. Felt like
the
more.
The time doesn't make sense in this office. It's not every week. It's just we're in a black hole of time.
It's almost like the island on Lost. It's like, are we in the past? Are we in the future? I don't know what's going on.
Right. We were talking about that last night because like in Boston, there was so much more, I guess, availability to have a schedule. Like now, it's just very regularly. It's like till 1 a.m. in the office.
Right.
And it's you can never have everything just blends together.
Right.
The weekends aren't real. Really, nothing's real anymore.
For the most part, aside from the two side walls, there's no windows. So you're kind of you don't know if it's light out, if it's dark out, if it's raining, if it's a very – and there's so much going on that it's like, well, you know, we've done like 35 shows since the last episode of KFC Radio, so.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. So I missed only
porn
one.
Porn stars have been in and out, and like guests have been in and out. People are gone. People are fucking on the tour. It's weird. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Fights, our threesome dropped today.
Yesterday. So I was not in the office. I was traveling back from Chicago when you guys, when Asa Akira came in. So you guys did a threesome video. You got tied up, Fights?
We got tied up.
Okay. And now, what was there ever, like this, I know this sounds stupid to say, but like, was there ever like a vibe of like, we could fuck?
No.
Come, you're smiling at me right now.
I'm smiling because there was so not that vibe.
Okay.
I think John missed a lot of cues then.
Okay.
I think there was definitely some vibe.
Yeah, because you've always been like the number one guy, like if anyone would have sex with a porn star, it'd be you.
No, I don't think there were any vibes or anything like that.
You're getting a little red now for all the people who can't see us.
We're talking about girls, man.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that there definitely were vibes, and I can pretty much confirm.
Would you, if she was like John?
She did say I would be a terrible gay person, which I thought was nice. She said it wasn't to be taken as a compliment. So.
If she was like, let's do a porn together, would you do it? I feel like we had this question, but now that we've had this question before on KFC Radio, but now
there's
actually
deal.
A person here that, you know, associates with us.
I don't think I would, just because, like, I don't think it would. Listen, the question, would I hook up with Asa Akira? It's obviously yes. But on a porn, I don't know if I could ever, like.
You can't just perform.
I'm not a performer. Right. I don't think I could. You want me to sit and talk? I'll talk. I can perform on a fucking microphone. But if you want me to get a hard dick and perform.
Let me just say this.
I mean, I've seen behind the scenes on porns. I've watched like a weird amount of those just because I find them interesting.
Oh, me too. I'm all about that.
Like on the porn, I was like BTS. Like, I'll fucking take a peek at it. Right?
And the awkward conversation.
There's a lot of just like nothing going on. Like, I couldn't just have a hard dick for like a fucking half a day.
I totally understand what you're saying, but you're selling yourself short because I can just tell through the stories, through getting to know you, you're a performer, my friend.
you perform.
You when the time comes, it's like basically the camera's on. It's like lights, camera, action for you. You're a performer.
If she keeps coming, you guys gonna laugh at that joke or no?
Yeah, no.
If she keeps coming to this office, I feel like something's gonna happen. Let's just throw that out there. I'm gonna incept John. I'm gonna put the thought. John, I think the thought already was there. You're just being a little coy.
No, the point. No, it's like fucking meeting Michael Jordan. I'm not like, oh, I'd love to go play basketball with this guy right now. Like,
yeah,
I'm just in the moment right there.
It would be like if Michael Jordan came and you guys played, and he was like, oh man, we're like a pretty good 2-on-2 team, and like he really liked it. Yeah. That's what it would be.
This,
like.
You want to play basketball? In the NBA feels with good.
If you don't try to hook up with Asa, you're a fucking loser.
Asa's in a monogamous relationship, and I would never do anything to disrespect
her.
Well, that's kind of the problem. She's married.
She's married.
Yeah.
Oh.
But,
well,
but,
that changes
but
everything.
I'm just saying that she was like, John has some game.
Oh.
So, you know.
Okay.
You got that going for you.
File that away. All right. I'll file that away. That's a little boost.
It was utterly ridiculous too, by the way. Fucking dildos flopping around.
I was playing heavy with a dildo. I don't know why. It was like, I was telling
just nervous hands.
Touching
the dildo.
I held it. I was just fucking playing with it. It was like, I was telling Kevin, it was like in Always Sunny when the game gets analyzed and they leave the pen there for Mac to play with. And he like starts like rubbing it in his mouth and stuff like that. That's basically what I was doing with the dildo.
Yeah,
I mean, usually nervous hands equates to like you're like playing with your fucking fingernails, hands in your pockets. John was just like flopping around a giant double sided dildo. But that's just the hazard of a Barstool threesome.
What are you gonna do, man? If it's right there, I'll fucking touch a floppy dildo. You put a floppy dick in my face, I'll fucking smack
there
it once.
Go.
That's a promise.
We got a good crop of voicemails, but today we're going to first start with some tweets from everyone. These tweets are brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI.com. It's the safe, easy way to place that bet and make that money. Dan, how are you doing gambling?
Bad.
Bad.
Really bad.
Has the answer ever been good?
No.
Nope.
2 weeks ago I had a good week, but it's bad again.
If you're on a hot streak, keep riding it. Go over to BetDSI.com. If you're on a cold streak, well, you got to dig yourself out now, don't you?
Yep.
Go over to BetDSI.com. Start placing some more bets. If you use the promo code Barstool10, Barstool10, you're going to get $10 for free to play on anything you want. When I say anything, I literally mean anything. You can place bets on regular sports, bizarre sports like golf and MMA and all that, and probably NASCAR, and then things that are not even sports related. You can bet on the election, which... You know, maybe you just throw that $10 for free on Trump in case, I don't know, the end of the world somehow happens. The payout would be absolutely outrageous
Speaking of him, did you see like just now like 25 former of the guys who had the key holders for nuclear war?
Okay. They said
they were like, we've never spoken out politically ever before. He can't win.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's about as bad of a what's it called? A damnation. I mean, that
25
is
25 of them. 25, like, don't give him a fucking, like, we had orders that once we had that key, we answered to nobody but the president. When he said twist it, you twist it.
He can't be the guy to give those orders. That's wild. Well, so maybe don't put your $10 on that because it sounds like that's pretty much a guaranteed L. Either way, whatever you want to do, go to BetDSI.com. Use the promo code Barstool10. It's easy to cash out. It's safe, reliable. Make that money. Let's start with Nick Dees on Twitter, at NickDees22. When you find out your girlfriend is a pro at blowjobs, does that make you nervous that she's done this too many times?
Yeah. I mean, you don't get... What is that? Yes.
John?
I feel like we've had this question before, and I don't remember what my answer was. I don't think I would get nervous. I think maybe, now that you're thinking about it... Because, like, a blowjob is something you can practice.
Nervous is not the right word.
On
what, like,
one person, you're saying?
Yeah,
like,
but
you need
feedback.
On one person.
You probably need a little feedback.
You can watch porn. Like fucking, you can't. Fucking, you can't practice because so much of it relies on not coming. Like, a blowjob is just something you can, like, work on. You can, like, see.
I think you're,
like,
missing the point.
Even,
the idea is that she would work on it with a lot
of people.
You think she just sucked
guys,
a lot of cucumbers?
Guys, I picked that up. Yeah, no, that's, like you could. That theoretically, that's something that could happen. You could even just learn from watching a lot of tape. Like, even pussy eating, you really have to be involved in the moment.
Game tape.
Even that, no, because even pussy eating, like, you have to, like, that really depends on the person. A dick is a dick. Like, you could just have, like, one person. Like, you dated one dude for fucking 2 years.
That is true. Now, like, if she's been in a relationship, you can be like, well,
yeah,
she did suck that
true.
Guy's dick a lot, but
right.
Hey, it's only been one, and now I'm reaping the benefits of it. In the moment, I'm not caring.
No, in the moment, I'm definitely not caring.
Afterwards, I might be like, well, you were pretty fucking good at that.
And I wouldn't care as much as if she was really good. I think it would probably be a little weird if she's like, I love sucking dick, because then it's like, okay, well, that means you've...
had a lot of them in your mouth.
Yeah, but again, like, what is it? This is, you know what, guys, this is slut shaming.
It is slut shaming
because, well, I don't really care. Because
it's a shame if you're a slut.
No, but at the end of the day, what are we really complaining about? Like an awesome blowjob? I think there's bigger world issues than nitpicking your sick blowjob from your
girlfriend.
There
are much worse problems to have.
Yeah,
than my girlfriend.
Don't worry about
really
this,
gives
dude.
Good head.
Don't worry about
like,
this.
Like, I'm coming from a place right now where if it means that you've had to blow like 1,000 dudes, but I get awesome blowjobs, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Sign
this
me
is overthinking it. This is like, this kid's going to like break up with her and be like, couldn't do it.
This guy's probably pretty young.
Yeah.
Because when you're young, you're like, you know, if the number's more than like 2, you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Now it's like.
That's something I, as a young kid, that was something I freak out about all the time.
Of course.
Like, yeah. You had sex with 4 people?
Yeah. Right. Right. Like, and now it's
now
like.
Now I don't care. I have no desire to ever know. I don't want to even like consider. Like, I just don't consider. It's just not even a question that crosses my mind ever again.
It's not even like.
Even now, like, if I got an awesome blowjob. I don't think I'd ever be like, must have done that a lot. That would never happen.
At some point, I think it would creep in my mind, but because you always end up kind of asking that question, but I would certainly not let it stop me. I would just be
creep
like,
in your mind, but then you shove it right back down.
Which is what you're supposed
quickly.
To do with feelings and
everything.
Emotion anyway.
Yeah, every time.
Suppress it, and you smash it down into like your liver, like deep out of your heart,
until
into
it literally
the back.
Kills
and, like,
you.
Yeah,
right?
Until you die.
That's it.
Until you have like a heart attack.
That's therapy.
What guys are supposed to do.
Yeah, that's men.
That's men.
Being men.
Oh.
This comes from at not Joey Gladstone. Is it cheating on your wife if you jerk off to cam girls? So we know Joey Gladstone is jerking off to cam girls.
It's absolutely not cheating on your wife.
No, what?
But it's weird. Like, jerking off to cam girls is some weird shit. That's some like dark, like that girl's a sex slave.
Yeah,
like,
that would be my problem.
She's
like, you're like trapped in a room and someone's making you do
this.
Yeah,
like, right. If she walks out that door instead of fingering herself, like, she gets shot in the face. That's some fucked up shit, jerking off to cam girls. First of all, like, I've gotten so goddamn sick that like a girl fingering herself does fucking
nothing.
Unless I'm in the same room, it does nothing.
And even then, I'd be like, I don't know, I'm watching TV over here. You better step it up.
But this is the pussiest question ever.
Yeah. I mean, like, what are you talking about?
No, yeah, this is not even remotely close to cheating.
No.
Cheating is if, like, you put your dick into the mouth or the vagina or another hole of a girl, different girl. And that's about it.
And didn't pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
put
a
that
great
in there,
disclaimer.
Too.
Jay Frill, John, you'll love this one. How long would it take you to eat your own body weight in hot dogs? Ugh. Your favorite, John.
I'm already kind of sick just thinking about that many hot dogs. I'm the anti Dan. I'm like a one hot dog max. I can't go over like one hot dog.
How many pounds is in a hot dog?
3.5 ounces, which means 70 hot dogs weighs 15 pounds.
Why? What? That's a weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give me 10 pounds, dude.
The first thing says how much is 70 hot dogs?
70.
I don't know.
Well, someone had a very very particular question one day. Fuck. So, I can't do the math. Figure out the math for me. Give me 10. I need 10. 10 pounds. So, what's 50? 25?
It would take me 50? Like, it would take me like 10 years.
50. Let's say 50. 50 hot dogs is 10 pounds?
Yeah.
So, I'm like 240, 45. So, let's carry the zero. Wait, so that's 500,000. I gotta eat like 1,500 hot dogs.
Let's say you're 245.
Yeah, 1,500 hot dogs.
16 times 70. Yeah.
Oh man, that's a lot of hot dogs.
16 times 70 is 1,120.
I'm convinced. By the way,
120 hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm convinced these people ask these questions just to see how dumb we are at math.
Yep.
So
why do you think I keep including them?
I'll give an honest answer. I mean, I could probably, if I had to. These questions are weird because like it'd have to be monetary. Like, if you do this, you get this.
Yeah, XYZ, yeah.
Because otherwise, you'd be like, fuck this, I'm not doing it. like, if you have to eat 1,000, you have to eat your weight in hot dogs or you die.
Right.
Right. I could probably eat 6 a day comfortably.
Yeah.
So, whatever that is.
So
do more math.
Like 200 days.
You couldn't eat 6 hot dogs a day.
I could eat 6 a day.
Not for,
you could do it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, as you say, not for more than
you would probably die. You would need to do it for 200 calendar days, so like a whole like business year almost.
Could I eat? Would I have to eat them straight hot dogs? Or could I like make, you know, hot dog casserole and hot dog pizza?
I mean, you could, but
okay,
why would
yeah,
you
then I could easily do it.
Hot dog casserole.
You just cut it up and just put it into shit. Just
like a dog tricking.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, make your own special hot dog shit.
Fights this one. You know, I think you'll get a kick out of this one. If a basketball team and a hockey team played a 2-game series. one basketball, one hockey. Which team would have the larger winning margin in the game? Assume the team is with the bigger winning, bigger margin, gets $10 million. So they're going all out. They're into it.
It's hockey. It's just because the basketball
team. They
can't
skate.
Yeah, it's like we had this fight with Jay Cutler. I was like, I'm better. The margin of talent between me and you is greater at hockey than it is at football. And he's like, you're fucking nuts. I was like, well, I can throw a football. You can't skate. And I think that
as long as Jay Cutler actually can't skate.
He can't. He was on the show. He admitted he can't skate. So I'm like, I can do the basic part of the sport. I can do the basic part of your sport. But you can't do this one. So, like, I would beat you by a bigger margin if you had to just fucking sit on your ass at the red line.
I mean, I do think that, like, a basketball team could hold a hockey team scoreless.
Oh, I'm sure they you know? Probably.
Yeah, but you also have to think about the point system.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, like,
I'm assuming you know? That's, yeah, I'm assuming yeah. that's all worked out. It's not just every goal counts as one and every.
Yeah.
You know,
however you decide it. Yeah, bigger blowout within the sport.
I think it's basketball. They'd win. A basketball team would win like 300 to like 20. A hockey team could not score 300 goals
against nobody.
No, I mean the guys are there. They can't.
They're
really
essentially
skate.
Playing nobody.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they just stand in front of the goal. Do you think they score 300 goals?
I still think that you could put some sort of goalie in there and
right.
Stop.
You're wrong. Not the way those guys shoot the puck. You think like anyone on a basketball team is going to want to just stand in front of a 100-mile-an-hour slap shot? They'd be like, fuck you, man. I'm not playing goalie.
That's true.
Yeah, NBA, it would
NBA
suck.
Guys would be like, fuck that.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Yeah, like one tee up at the front of the fucking blue line.
I just
like,
want to see
like,
LeBron
get the fuck
on
out
skates.
Of here.
Yeah,
that's really what this question so is. Like, yeah. Do you want to see LeBron on skates? Yes.
It's. Yeah. I think and also take into account hockey games longer. Hockey game, you have 12 extra minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be fun to watch. We need like this is why we need like Mark Cuban to just do this shit.
Right.
Like pay.
Right.
Like I'll give the starting five of the Cavs $1 million each.
Yeah, $10 million. It's a $10 million prize. Like,
right.
Do that. Come on.
Right. For a day's worth of work.
Right. And
cash
you just, like,
free.
Mortify yourselves on the ice.
Yeah, and then you just throw
hockey
on.
Players just get
it really is. I think it'll probably both end in shutouts. It's just a matter of who would.
I know the basketball team would score a couple points. I mean, the hockey team would score a couple points in basketball.
You think so?
Yeah, you just throw. I mean, so those guys are still good athletes. A couple of them, I would imagine, have played a little bit of basketball.
Where you just
and you just throw up yeah. shots, you're eventually going to have one go in.
Right.
But it would be a significant blowout, obviously.
Yeah. Last one before we get into voicemails. This little would you rather about drinking. Here you have four choices. Which scenario would you like the best? One, drink and never be hungover. Drink and never gain any weight. Drink and always be able to seal the deal with a chick. And the last one is never drink, but one of your teams wins a title every year.
Not the last one.
Can't give up booze?
No, just like, what are you going to celebrate a title? You can't go and fucking drink.
Drink and never be hungover
is great.
I mean, that's... Isn't that everyone's dream
yeah.
ever?
I have always said I almost think that's too dangerous. I think the world needs hangovers. The hangover is a natural check. It's a natural check and balance in this world. If there was no hangovers, I think we would descend into like anarchy.
I mean, this is our washed moment of the week, which I know you hate, John, but I would just go for a drink and not get tired while drinking. Just fuck hangovers. You know what I mean?
I want to be able to keep doing it
right.
while I'm drinking.
I figured it out when I was in Chicago last weekend. I have like 3.5 hours.
Right.
Of like, it's on the way up. I'm going on the way up for 3.5 hours. And then after that, I'm just like, it's over. I want to go to sleep.
Gone are the days of like the 12-hour yeah. bender where you
right.
watch like the 1 p.m. games and then the night game.
Right.
Like, no.
On the way up feels great. It's the best feeling in the world. You get a few drinks in you, feeling great. Have energy, and then yeah, it's just about right around hour four. It's like, all right,
I'm done. Cooked.
Time to go home.
It. I mean, I have nights like that for sure, but it very much depends on just like what I'm in the mood to do. Like if I wanted to go out and be at a baseball game and get fucking ripped at the NLCS, that's easy.
You can just.
But I
it.
Can also do like I did the other night when we were sitting on the couch. We were sitting at the office. I fell asleep before that food got here.
Yeah.
I had two drinks and fell asleep. So like if I'm just kind of casually having two drinks, I'm gonna pass right the fuck out.
And it also
but if
depends,
I want to go into party
your
mode,
your drug use.
What's yeah? We have that too. What was the second one?
Never gain any weight.
No, I mean, who cares?
This was a question actually. Lewis and I were talking about last night. If being ripped could be paid for like a gym membership.
Oh,
how much would
dude,
you pay for?
By the way, I just finished talking to Rude Jude on Mail Time. He did that fucking laser. liposuction that we talked about 6 months ago. He said he lost like an inch and a half off his gut.
Fuck.
He's just like, I don't have a gut anymore.
Shit, we should do that. Can we get it sponsored?
Yeah. He said they put like a sonogram thing. Like they just rub it on your belly. Doesn't hurt. No recuperation. No nothing.
Just do it once?
I think
what about
so.
Tits? Can you get it for your tits?
Well, so he was worried that the weight would go to his tits. That it's like he lost it in his gut. So yeah. Now he's worried he's going to get tits. I think you can do it wherever.
I bet we could. We just make it content. Yeah. I don't even think it's too expensive.
No, he was like, well, he got it for free. Cause
it's got to be so dangerous.
But he was like, it's some laser shit. It took like 20 minutes. It didn't hurt, and I lost all this weight.
Dan, if the level of things that we do that are dangerous is insane. Like, losing weight, I'm
I
fine.
Should try to quit vaping before I do this. Quit vaping and chewing, and then I can do
Dan
this.
Dan is
addicted
to vaping.
I just got to pick up. I can't have more than like 3 or 4 bad addictions at once. So this laser thing, I'm in.
I mean,
John, to answer your question, that's actually a great question. If you could pay a gym membership fee that just was instantly ripped,
yeah.
You had to pay it monthly.
What would the highest be, you're saying? Like, say, so let's
maybe
say...
Like $750 a month.
That's exactly what my number was, and now that we're talking about it, I'd probably go up to $1,000.
Yeah, probably.
And I'd probably...
It's not even
like
the look.
Ryan
again.
Yeah, you're ripped.
Again.
You feel
and,
good.
And I'd probably drop out. I'd probably cancel my membership for like...
Yeah, a couple
December,
times in the summer,
December,
yeah, in the
January,
winter, I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, and I'd pick it up again. Maybe I'd even go up a little more. Maybe up to $1,250.
$1,000 a month to just, like, look and feel awesome.
That's the thing. It's like, the feel. It's the feel. I've said it a million times. I don't care about the look. I'm very comfortable
gym,
with
I
looking.
I just cost $200 right now.
Right.
I still have to go.
Right. You still have to do the hard work.
Imagine, I mean, every time I like stand up out of a chair now, I'm like, ugh.
Right.
Every time I wake up in the morning, I'm like, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I'm so hungover. Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't even fucking drink last night.
Right.
It's just me naturally.
So being, yeah, I'd do it for the feel for sure.
Let's get into these voicemails. They're brought to you by DraftKings.com. Never a bust at DraftKings. You don't have to worry about busts because you can pick a new guy every single week. The only thing that's going to be busting is your wallet. All the money you're making at America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site. Right now, they got big prizes. They got small prizes, high entry fees, low entry fees. They got it all, and it's all easy to make that cash. You can play against your friends, your coworkers, whatever you want. They're all your victims. They're all just there to make you some money. DraftKings.com. Use the promo code KFC to play for free in your first deposit in this week's challenge. We're creeping up on the halfway point of the NFL season, so... halfway through that sandwich, as Dan likes to say. So make sure you get your bets in now because you only got, you know, what, 9 weeks left, whatever it may be.
Who gives?
What?
Nothing.
So go to DraftKings.com, use that promo code KFC, and make that money. Let's do these voicemails. I can't wait to hear how you guys react to this one.
What's up, KFC? My question is about paying it forward. I was in the line at Chick-fil-A in North Carolina driving back to New York over the weekend, and when I got to the window to pay for my meal, the woman was all excited and told me that the car in front of me had already paid for my meal. Now, I normally, after all these stories about paying it forward, I would have paid for the person behind me. My girlfriend was the one paying at the time. It was her. She was the one with the credit card paying. So I didn't want to put her on the spot in front of the cashier and be like, hey, are we buying the person behind us? So I didn't say a word. I just waited for her to respond. And she just said, okay, and pulled the credit card back in. Now, was that wrong to not pay it forward for the person behind me? I don't see why it's a big deal. If everyone just pays for the person behind them, then nobody's actually paying, like nobody's actually winning. So let me know if that was wrong not to pay for the person behind.
Paying it forward. Stupid fucking
Love this.
Idea. Stupid fucking
Love
idea. This guy's girlfriend, I'm with her. She just takes a credit card, puts it back in her wallet, and says, thanks a lot, sucker. Fuck paying it forward. You don't know who the person behind you is. I don't want to go buying shit for someone who doesn't deserve it. Let me buy my own fucking food. You don't need to do me any favors, and I certainly don't need to do any strangers any favors.
I'd pay for the meal. I'd absolutely pay for the meal.
I wouldn't.
I probably would. Like socially, like, I wouldn't feel
yeah,
like good
that's
about
the
it.
Only reason I do anything. Like, well, it's just for social acceptability.
Yeah, but when you think about it, it's like, what do you fucking care about the drive-through person?
It depends on where you are, and this is clearly this guy. This is exactly where it should stop because he said he was in North Carolina. I feel like that's a pay it forward place. Canada. I mean, you always hear about like like 1,000 people paid it forward at Tim Hortons, and no one paid for their coffee all day, even though they all did because they're fucking idiots. North Carolina, the South, like, people have some manners. But the minute this guy said he's from New York, the minute like a big city person comes through, it's over.
Fuck,
and I think
that.
I think that's fair because that keeps the ecosystem in balance.
Oh yeah,
like us need to be like, no, fuck you guys.
Otherwise, we're in this fucking freakish land.
Yeah,
knowing you're paying for everyone else's shit, but not your own.
Right.
Everybody makes their own money, and then you can buy your own shit.
I don't even understand how this happens. Like, how do you pay for someone's meal behind you?
When you don't know what they're going to get.
Yeah, they hadn't ordered.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just they...
Just give them cash? I don't know.
Yeah, but you're like, if my order is like, I need 20 coffees for
I don't either. I don't know either.
That's why it's fucking stupid.
It is stupid. It's really stupid. It's really stupid.
I'd still do it.
I would probably...
You'd pay it forward?
I would pay for
it. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I absolutely would. If some lady's like, dude,
right, well, Kevin and I wouldn't.
I'd pay for it.
I would.
I'd pay it forward for the same fucking reason that every time I check out and they go, would you like to donate $1 to St. Jude? I'm like, yeah.
I just tip. Yeah, but that's what I do. I tip the person. Be like, hey, thanks for, you know.
It's just like when I'm on the spot and someone's looking me in the eye and goes, do you want to be an asshole or you want to be a good person? I'll be like, okay, right now I'll be a good person because the rest of my life I'm an asshole.
Yeah, but it's like, fuck that. What do you care about what that cashier thinks about you?
I don't know enough to give $1 every fucking time they ask my entire life.
Set.
I got suckered into my Rite Aid. This it like rounds up to the nearest dollar, and they donated it to like some fucking kid somewhere. Whatever. But the other day it was like $15.01, and all of a sudden it said like $16, and I was like, you know, this is probably gonna add the fuck up eventually. I need to cancel this shit.
Yeah,
it's like permanent. Every time I buy something, Rite Aid.
That's wild.
Yeah, I need to get off that.
Yeah,
fuck paying it forward. Buy your own stuff. Fuck the cashier. Fuck the person behind you. This is not how society should work.
I agree.
And you know what? The people paying it forward are doing it for all the wrong reasons anyway. They're doing it so they can feel good about themselves. It's all self-serving, self-righteous bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm never going to start one, but if I'm ever in the midst of a pay it forward, I am not being the guy who ends it.
I actually would relish that. I would stand up in the drive-thru and be like, hey, everyone, they've been paying it forward, and it stops here. That's right. I'm ruining it.
It'd be funny to start one and just order, like, I'm paying for the person behind me and just order a bunch of shit that they probably don't want. Like, just
I still don't understand how it works.
I don't either. The mechanics.
I mean, you're not ordering the person's meal for behind.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I mean, maybe if it's like a coffee shop, you know, it's like a generic thing. It's like a bagel and two coffees, whatever it may be. It's stupid. That's why you shouldn't do it. Let's talk about weird girls.
What's up, KFC, Big Cat Fights? Got a quick question/story for you. So I'm out to breakfast with the two of my friends, and they just happen to be a couple. And the story comes up on how she made him take a fertility test within 3 months of them dating. I don't know about you, but that might be a deal breaker for me. And they've been dating for about, you know, a year and a half. But when it came across, they've been only dating.